The story of Mert and Mars. In our last episode, Captain O'Toole told District Attorney Walker that he thought Jack Arnold was withholding information that might prove valuable in the solution of the Ray Hunt murder case. In just a moment, we will see what happens in today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. Following morning at headquarters, Captain O'Toole has summoned the mysterious Mr. Baker to his office for questioning. Mr. Baker is waiting in the outer office until O'Toole finishes a rather heated argument with District Attorney Walker. The DA says,
I've been mulling over what you told me last night, O'Toole. I'm taking it all with a grain of salt. I tried to get hold of Arnold, but found he had left for Boston with Mrs. Hunt for the funeral of her husband. Now, tell me just what grounds have you to make such a statement.
Well, please don't misunderstand me, Mr. Walker. As I told you last night, I don't think there is anything intentional in Mr. Arnold's actions. It's just the old story of love and duty.
You mean that you believe Arnold is in love with someone who might be responsible for this crime?
I don't know whether it's love or just friendship, but I do know that he is a staunch believer in the innocence of those two girls, Myrtle Spear and Margie Minter.
You mean if he were in love with one of these girls and knew that Hunt was, well, abusing him, that he might have...
Oh, no. All I'm saying is that Jack Arnold is all too friendly with the two girls, Marge Mint and Myrtle Spear. I do think that he protects them. And as a result, we've got no information out of them.
Well, O'Toole, I don't know what to think. Jack Arnold is one of my best men. Thoroughly efficient, determined to get what he starts out after. However, love and duty are always a problem when one is serving the cause of justice. What is your personal opinion of the Minter girl?
Just an unsophisticated kid.
Spear?
A very smart woman. No ordinary chorus girl. Mm. I think she's been in tight places before. Knows when to talk and when not to talk.
What is your theory about her?
Well, now, Spear was in love with Hunt. Yeah. You've seen the picture she gave him, signed to my first real love.
Yes. Yeah.
Then love turned to hate, and the feeling was aggravated by Hunt's action. He tried to fire her. Spear had quarreled with him on numerous occasions, even threatened him. And she admits now that she despised him.
Well, what would her motive be?
Oh, the woman's scorn, jealousy, and don't forget, Hunt knew things about this mysterious Agnes Hallam that Spear didn't want revealed. She threatened Hunt, told him that he would never reveal what he knew.
Does she give an accounting of her time? Did she have opportunity to kill him?
Indeed she did. Remember, she discovered the body. Just before she went to the door, the doorman saw her standing in front of his office waiting for him. Pat had not been there for 7 minutes. How do we know the Spear didn't step into Hunt's office, kill him, then cover a crime by coming out screaming, then pretending to find the body?
Yeah, but I heard she screamed and sobbed quite realistically.
Remember, she's an actress.
Well, thanks, O'Toole, for reporting all this to me. I'll admit I have great faith in the ability of Jack Arnold. Of course, I will not take him off the case. You let him work out his theories and cooperate with him to the fullest extent.
I will, sir.
In the meantime, you work out your own theories and concentrate on the ones that he seems to neglect. Captain, you haven't said it in so many words because you haven't proper proof. But as I take it, your suspicions rest largely with this Myrtle Spear.
I'm almost convinced she's our lady.
Well, as I said before, you work out your theories and let Arnold work on his. And for the time being, say nothing about what you think. I've got to get back to my office. I'll talk to you later in the day.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, send him in. I forgot he was out there. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Baker. I was in conference with the DA. Sorry I kept you waiting.
That's quite all right, Captain O'Toole.
Sit down, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, Mr. Baker, why do you insist on keeping your identity a secret?
I have told you, Captain O'Toole, that my identity is no secret, but the name of my client is, and so is my reason for trying to find Agnes Hallam. But it has nothing to do with Ray Hunt.
Well, why did you want to see Mr. Hunt the night before he was murdered?
Must I tell you again?
Yes.
Oh, very well. That is the day I went to see Mr. Arnold. I asked him if he had ever heard of an Agnes Helen. He said he had not. He sent me to Mr. Hayfield. I saw Mr. Hayfield that same day. On the following day, he introduced me to Mr. Hunt, whom he said had a wide acquaintance in the show world.
Well, go on.
Well, as I told you before, Mr. Hunt almost immediately referred me to Miss Spear. He said if anyone knew anything about Agnes Helen, Miss Spear would. He gave me Miss Spear's address, the Delamond Apartments. I thanked him and left.
Did you see her?
Of course. I told you that.
The same night Hunt was murdered?
Yes.
What time did you see her?
It was sometime after 7 o'clock in the evening.
All right. Did you get the information you were after?
No. She told me she knew no one by that name. She was a little hesitant about answering my question. She struck me as being a very smart girl. Before I knew it, she was questioning me. I think a few more minutes, I'd probably have told her why I was looking for Agnes Helen.
These showgirls have a way with them. Well, go on, Mr. Baker. You say you gave no information.
None at all. But I told her if she could find out anything about Agnes Helen or locate her for me, she would be well paid for her efforts. It was extremely important to my client that I find this woman.
What time did you leave the Delamond Apartments?
Immediately after our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I went directly to the theater to see Mr. Hunt again and tell him that Miss Spear could throw no light on the subject. I thought I might find out why he had sent me to her.
What time did you get to the theater?
I don't remember the exact moment, but I know it was a few minutes before 8 o'clock. Mr. Hunt was busy with someone in his office, so the doorman told me.
Did you stay backstage?
No, I went out to Mr. Hayfield's office. He and I talked about various subjects, but nothing that pertained to Agnes Helen.
Did you come backstage later?
Yes. Mr. Hayfield took me back to see Mr. Hunt. We went through the auditorium, through the side door leading onto the stage, and as we were crossing the stage...
Just a minute. Did you go behind the backdrop?
No. Mr. Hayfield took me through what he called the set. I suppose he meant the scenery for the first act. As we started across, we heard a scream and... Well, you know the rest, Captain O'Toole. I stood guard at the door of Hunt's office, and Hayfield immediately called the police.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Baker, you may go. Where can I reach you if I want you?
You may reach me through Mr. Jack Arnold's office. Good day.
Good day. Oh, go out that side door, Mr. Baker. Oh, and Mickey, bring the Spear girl in here. And Larry, I hope you wrote down everything that old bird said.
Yes, Captain.
We can't pass up anything on this Spear dame. From what this Baker says, she's kind of slippery.
You sent for me, Captain?
Hey, sit down, Miss Spear.
Isn't Mr. Arnold here?
No, he's not here. I'll do the questioning today.
All right.
Who is Agnes Helen?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Who is she?
Well, Mr. Baker said she was a vaudeville actress.
Who is Mr. Baker?
The man who was just in here.
I mean, who is he? You know what I mean.
Well, I don't know who he is, only that he said he was working in some confidential way for a client.
Oh, then you've talked to Mr. Baker.
Yes. Came to my apartment one night.
What night?
The night Hunt was murdered.
What did he come there for?
To ask me if I knew anything about a woman named Agnes Helen.
Do you?
No.
Who sent Mr. Baker to see you?
Ray Hunt.
Why did he send Baker to see you?
Well, I don't know, unless he thought it might annoy me.
Was Hunt in the habit of annoying you?
Yes.
In what way did he annoy you?
Well, I just don't care to say.
Please answer my questions, Miss Beer. You say Mr. Baker came to your apartment the night Ray Hunt was murdered. What time did he come there?
I don't know exactly. I think it was around 7:30.
Was your roommate present when Mr. Baker questioned you?
She was in the apartment, but she was in the bedroom dressing to go to the theater.
With the door closed?
Naturally. I said she was dressing.
Then she didn't meet Mr. Baker?
No.
Did you send her into the bedroom?
Why, you...
And you kept her in there all the time Mr. Baker was there?
Well, yes, she stayed in there.
What was your reason for sending her in there?
No particular reason, except to get ready to go to the theater.
Didn't you want her to hear what Mr. Baker had to say?
There was no particular reason.
Look here, Miss Spear. You sent her into the bedroom and told her to close the door because you didn't want her to hear what Mr. Baker had to say to you. Because you knew what he was going to question you about.
That's not so. You're trying to trap me.
Well, so much for that. How soon after Mr. Baker left did you and your roommate leave?
Almost immediately.
Did you go directly to the theater?
No, we stopped in the drugstore in our apartment building.
What'd you buy in the drugstore?
A box of powder and some makeup.
What time did you get to the theater?
Well, half hour was just being called.
Did you go right down the dressing room?
Why, no. Mr. Hunt came down the corridor and told me he wanted to speak to me in his office.
Did you go right in his office?
Yes.
Where'd your roommate go?
She went down to the dressing room.
What did you talk about in Hunt's office?
I can't tell you now.
You refuse to tell me, you mean?
Well, it was something personal.
What was the last thing you said to Mr. Hunt before you went out of his dressing room?
Oh, I don't remember.
I'll tell you what you said. You said you'll never tell what you know about Agnes Hallen. Never.
Well, I...
And he never did get to tell what he knew about Agnes Hallen, did he? Because his lips were sealed by death. Now, come on, Myrtle Spear. Talk and keep on talking.
Well, I've got to see Mr. Arnold. He'll advise
me. Mr. Arnold is out of town. When Mr. Arnold comes back, it's his business to ask you questions and not advise you, Miss Spear.
Well, I've got to get a lawyer. I've got to get someone.
Yes, I'd advise you to get one immediately.
Captain O'Toole is weaving his net of circumstantial evidence more and more tightly about Myrtle Spear. What does the mysterious Agnes Hallen have to do with this case? Who killed Ray Hunt? The stage is set for dramatic action in the next episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.